was devastated losing my hair. Just used to style it, used to do everything.
Valerie Turizo, WRPR News. It's quite uncommon for a boy to talk about his hair, but for Jeff Guardi, it's something that meant a lot to him.
I was so attached to my hair.
Jeff was struck with B-cell lymphoma back in 2011. Lymphoma is a type of cancer that affects the blood, and B-cells are responsible for producing antibodies to fight infections and provide immunity. Jeff went into remission, but unfortunately was diagnosed with cancer again. I sat with Jeff during one of his chemo treatments at Hackensack University Medical Center. Can you tell me what you felt when you were first diagnosed?
It just ruined my life. At first, because I was starting school, I was hanging out with my friends, had a regular life. I was just sad and angry at the same time. Why me? You know, like, why did I have to have cancer when I'm 21?
So you're sitting here undergoing something so serious. What keeps you so positive?
We can't tell you. I don't want to show it to people that I'm sad and depressed. It's just hard not going out, not going to school, not having a job. It's just so hard.
Jeff's dad is by his side and thinks that Jeff is the strongest person he knows.
Jefferson is really, really strong and really positive. I know it's hard to him. Sometimes he feels really, really bad. Most of the time, he's really strong. With this situation, he lost too many things.
So you're here with him every day he's here in the hospital?
Yeah, it's really hard for us. I trust in God. I know everything will be good. He gets cured soon.
Jeff's nurse was able to give me more information about Jeff's condition.
I'm a registered nurse, specializes in oncology. So we have inpatient oncology patients getting high-dose chemotherapy that can't do it as an outpatient setting. So they come here for 5-7 days to get chemotherapy.
So can you tell me a little bit about how Jeff's progressing?
Well, we started him off on a regimen. His regimen has now changed to trying to mobilize him to get his own cells for a transplant, hopefully collecting his own cells. We've controlled his lymphoma to the best that they can do.
So is there a positive outcome to this?
Friend says he's dying, but he's not. This is the start of his new life.
Valerie Turizo, WRPR News.